Yeah, this is Dr. Shelley Epstein dictating independent medical evaluation. Recording Jason PRZYWARA. MES number 211240079 26. Employer insured, Banker Bay BANCKER Construction Corporation. Case type, workers' compensation evaluation. Specialty, psychiatry. Evaluator, Shelley J. Epstein, MD. 180. Middle Country Road. Room 302. Smithtown, New York, 11787. Exam date and time. Two p.m. Ten. Hold on, I find the exact date. Ten. I'm sorry, 4/29/2024. Of note, Mr. Parisio was seen by me for an independent medical evaluation on October 20th, 23 at 1 p.m. Then 5/29/24, 2 p.m. and April 29th, evaluator, Evan, D-O-N-I-N-M-P. The following history was gathered regarding this independent medical evaluation. Jason Prizwara. Is a thirty. Four-year-old, married male, who resides with his wife and their three-year-old daughter and 11-month-old son. Mr. Prozwara had been working as a laborer for 3.5 years until the date of his injury on July 2nd, 2021. He apparently was doing an excavation in a 20-foot trench on 7/12/2021 when he was buried up to his shoulders by dirt and landfill debris. Patient received a laminectomy 11/2021. He was referred for comprehensive psychiatric evaluation and treatment if required. The patient has had several records reviewed. As stated above, he was seen by me for an independent medical evaluation on on 5/29/24, and seen by Evan Donin, D-O-N-I-N, M.P. August 22nd, 2024, September 18th, 2024, July 25th, 2024, June 27th, 2024, May 23rd, 2024, April 29th. MP. Also, a patient attended a program called Bridge Medical Center, and there his medical records were also reviewed. Prior IMEs dated 9/29/22 and 5/29/24. The patient also has had several PAR dates, including June 27th, 2024, July 25th, 2024, August 22nd, 2024, and 9/18/2024. A past psychiatric substance use history patient, denies past medical history, childhood asthma and a hernia as a baby, past psychiatric history. Currently takes Adderall, 20 milligrams, immediate release for ADHD. Has taken duloxetine in the past, but not currently. He's English speaking. He was working as a construction worker until it resulted in emotional and physical issues. Family psychiatric history, bipolar in his mother, social history. No physical change. Unable to be a caretaker due to his physical limitations with his children currently. At evaluation on May 21st, my impression is that he met criteria for major depressive disorder, a single episode. Symptoms were still temporary. And then he had a 50% causal disability currently. He was encouraged to continue treatment. Also today, besides reviewing the notes mentioned above, some social contacts also came by to be supportive and encouraging regarding the treatment for this a young man. to complete today's review of records. I did briefly swim in the water with her spouse to be supportive. Of note, she's English speaking. I will continue to use the access code given for further entrance as required. Okay. On mental status exam. He was looked at stated age, somewhat frustrated by the sequence of events. He's currently living with his wife and daughter and younger sister in Smithtown. At the last documented appointment on 5/29/24, Risperdal was added, but I believe it was discontinued at his next office visit due to side effects and lack of efficacy. A patient without suicidal ideation denies auditory visual hallucinations, no overt paranoia, easily frustrated, alert and oriented to person, place, and time, insight and judgment, fair. Should you have further questions, do not hesitate to call.